Welcome to an episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. I'm your host, Ms. Huber. This week, we are talking about Cassandra. Sometimes you see it spelled with a C, sometimes you see it spelled with a K. So I know I've said this before, but translating from different alphabets means that some sounds are represented in different ways, and this is just one of the fun quirks of translation. All right, so let's get into it. Who was she? So born into royalty, Cassandra was the daughter of Priam, the last king of Troy. So he was a king, she was a daughter, so that means she is a princess. You may recognize the names of some of her famous siblings, such as Hector and Paris. They were princes. Cassandra was rumored to be the most beautiful of all his daughters. So I will just say that in some of my research, it says that King Priam had hundreds of kids, probably not by the same woman. But so it is kind of a big deal to be the most beautiful of 100-some kids or daughters. Yeah. Okay. So because of her beauty, many unsuccessfully tried to woo her, date her, romance her, whatever you want to call it. Her suitors were both mortal and immortal. So, for example, she turned away Telephus, the son of Heracles. So that's a kind of famous guy. Heracles again, Hercules, same guy. Prophetic power. So one story says that Apollo, one of our Olympian gods, loved Cassandra and promised her the gift of prophecy as long as she agreed to accept his romantic advances. Originally, she accepted his offer and was blessed with prophetic power. Cassandra then refused to do as Apollo wished, and he cursed her, saying that nobody would believe her prophecies. Eventually, she teaches her twin brother Helenus how to see into the future. Like her, his predictions come to pass, right? He's telling the truth. He actually does have prophetic power. Unlike her, people believe Helenus. Yay for him. Another version of the story says that Cassandra and her twin brother, again, this would be Helenus, visited Apollo's Trojan temple as babies. His snakes crept out during the night and licked, or some less creepy versions say whispered in, her ears, thus allowing her to listen acutely to nature. And so this then enabled her to predict the future. So in this version, though her powers were not bestowed as a gift, later on in her life, after she is not a baby, Apollo still curses her after she rejects him. Some versions of mythology claim that her family, or again, the royal family, believed that she was insane due to her powers, and they kept her confined to avoid her nonsensical ravings, which is very sad. Okay, so famous myths. So being a Trojan princess, so she appears during the Trojan War. I don't know if you have covered this with Mrs. Dymowski yet. She predicted her city would fall upon the birth of her baby brother, Paris. So keep in mind that, yay, new sibling, mom has just given birth, and then Cassandra is like, hey, let's kill this baby, because he will bring about the end of our city. So I'm sure, you know, her mom was quite shocked. So she urges mom to kill the baby Paris before he could do any harm to the city. Later, when Paris returns to Troy after stealing Helen, Cassandra again predicts the fall of Troy. So Helen had been the wife of another man. That man happened to be a Greek king, and so he was stealing another man's wife, and aka a queen, and so this started the Trojan War. So I say stealing because that's the language they used back then. It is 2020. We know that people cannot be stolen. People are their own, like they have their own personalities and wishes and desires. Anyways, so after 10 bitter years of battle, the Greeks appear to surrender, and then they leave a magnificent wooden horse outside the Trojan gates as a gift. So this is like bigger than your house. This is, I don't know, probably several stories high. So when we say wooden horse, it's not just like a statue or anything. It's a big deal. So Cassandra speaks out in warning against this Trojan horse. That's this amazing gift, or well, at this point, it's just a horse. But she is ignored. The horse is eventually let into the city walls. Yay, we won the war. Let's bring in this tribute from our enemies because they gave up. So sad for them. Yeah. So then she panics and she tries to attack this horse by herself and was stopped by the Trojans, her own city people. At night, the Greeks, who had been hidden in the belly of this huge horse, creep out and lay siege to the city of Troy. They burn it, sack it, whatever you want to call it, and lots of people are killed. And then this is what brings the actual end of the Trojan War. So Cassandra is eventually given to Agamemnon, one of the Greek kings who fought in the Trojan War. Again, women cannot be given. This was way back then. She then predicts his death, which does actually come to pass in the way that she predicted, at the hands of his wife. So if this was made into a soap opera, I don't think Hollywood would have to embellish anything. This is crazy and dramatic enough. All right, so as a symbol, nowadays, she is known for being a prophet of doom or destruction. In literature, she's sometimes used as a trope or like a pattern that audiences can recognize to represent women who aren't taken seriously, but should have been in times of trouble or stress. Okay, so this was the very tragic tale of Cassandra. I hope I have not bummed you out too much during this. But yeah, that's this week's myth. So this has been another episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. Good luck on your questions, guys. I'm Miss Huber, signing off.